Humboldt County is on its way to banning retail sale of nitrous oxide and related paraphernalia through an ordinance introduced at the May 6th Board of Supervisors meeting. Sponsored by Board Chair Michelle Bushnell and Supervisor Mike Wilson, the ordinance is set for adoption on June 10th and is a step toward broader prohibition. The ordinance is for the unincorporated county area, but Public Health Director Sophia Pereira said a unified policy approach that includes cities is being worked on. As explained by Senior Program Manager Brianna Sherlock, nitrous oxide is a gas that's inhaled by users seeking recreational drug effects, including euphoria and sedation. The trouble is its long-term side effects include memory loss, vitamin B12 depletion, weakened immune system, and neurological damage. As explained by Sherlock, the county checked the availability of nitrous oxide in retail stores spanning all parts of the county.
Our staff were out in the field doing a retail landscape analysis from October to March or to April. They visited a total of 144 retailers throughout Humboldt County, from Soham all the way up to the northern part, now in eastern Humboldt, and of course here in Eel River Valley and Humboldt Bay. And they visited both in unincorporated Humboldt as well as in the city jurisdictions. They did not visit any retailers on tribal land, since those are sovereign nations, and that is not within our jurisdiction. So during their landscape analysis, what they discovered is that of the 144 retailers, 24 retailers had nitrous oxide located within plain sight. 18 of those retail outlets had crackers, canisters, and tanks.
The presentation included descriptions of nitrous oxide equipment, canisters, the crackers that crack them open and dispense the gas for convenient use, and tanks that also dispense nitrous oxide. Pereira summarized the ordinance and its enforcement.
So this would be a ban on the sale of nitrous oxide and associated paraphernalia in unincorporated Humboldt County. There's no exceptions for culinary use, for automotive. It's still permissible for use in healthcare, you know, dental, pharmacy environments, or if it's contained in like canned whipped cream, for example. The enforcement mechanisms, it would be, you know, any person violating this chapter is guilty of a misdemeanor, and upon conviction thereof may be punished by a term in the county jail of up to 6 months or by a fine of $1,000 or both. So this is pretty aligned with state law already around it being a misdemeanor to sell nitrous oxide for illicit use. However, this ban is just an outright sales ban, and so it includes this misdemeanor language. Also includes that it would be a public nuisance. And so that adds another enforcement tool for the county.
Punishments also include loss of business and or tobacco retail sale licenses. In a related agenda item, supervisors approved amending the county's tobacco licensing ordinance to include mention of the nitrous oxide ban. Bushnell referred to presentations from Redway School students earlier in the day, including from her grandson.
One 12-year-old talked about nitrous. The thought was that they talk about something in the community. They're from Southern Humboldt, and that they talk about things in the community that are affecting them or that they're concerned about. And he talked about nitrous oxide and the use. He has a cousin that is paralyzed, and so it's, you know, forefront in his mind and his family's. It's actually my grandson, but that was what he and I didn't know he was going to do that. And so his grandma's passion is his passion as well. So I really want to say thank you. When I came to you guys, I think it's almost 2 years now. Nitrous in the public world, it just really wasn't recognized or wasn't even like, you know, it's whipped cream. What are we talking about here? And so the work you guys have done in that time and the funding you've been able to get and connecting the cities and the sheriff and, you know, just all the things, tremendous amount of work. And I just can't thank you enough.
Bushnell owns the bootleg store in downtown Garberville, and she said the death of one of her employees was nitrous related. Supervisors unanimously approved the nitrous ban ordinance and the tobacco ordinance amendment, with Wilson absent due to the late afternoon timing. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.